This is My Mandate 2020 podcast with Akeem Kumle Akeem Musi. The Bible says, in the morning, O Lord, hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my needs in front of you. Join me again this morning as we study God's word and as we pray our way through to make positive changes in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus. I welcome you. I welcome you to another weekly podcast of My Mandate 2020. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord has done in me. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome. Yes. Let the poor say, I am rich. Yes. Let the blind say, I can see. Hey, what the Lord has done for me. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, thank you, Jesus. Let the blind say, I can see. For the Lord has done for me. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am weak. Let the blind says, I can see. For the Lord has done for me. Oh, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Lamb rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, thank you, Jesus. To the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, be to your name, Lord. Hosanna, be to your name, Lord. We worship you, we worship you. We return praises to you, Lord, this morning. We return praises to you this morning. Lord, we worship you. We return praises to you this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of God, we return thanksgiving to you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hey, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hey, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hey, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hey, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hosanna, my God, my God. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hey, hey, blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hey, be exalted. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the Lord. Hey, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord, reigned. Blessed be the Lord. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Be exalted. The Lord reigned. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to welcome you once again to our weekly podcast. You are welcome. You are welcome. We worship the name of the Lord who has brought us once again to another episode, another section of prayers. And we are going to pray and we will win this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We are taking our Bible text again from the book of Job, Job chapter 22, verse 29. The book of Job chapter 22. Verse 29, and the Bible says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. And I'll take that once again. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are taking a title from this text this morning, and it's themed, there is a lifting up for me. Can someone echo that together this morning and say, there is a lifting up for me? Praise the name of the Lord. And this passage we just read in the book of Job chapter 22 verse 29 tells us that there are challenges of life. There are many challenges that we go through in life. Some we can escape from, and there are some that seems too difficult, too heavy for us to carry. There are times when it might seem as though the burden of the whole world is on your shoulder and there is no way out. But the Bible is telling us this morning, is encouraging us this morning, that there is a lifting up for you and I. Can I get an amen? There is a lifting up for you and I. To be humble requires you to be submissive to God's absolute will. To be humble requires you and I to be submissive to God's absolute will. The Bible is encouraging you and I this morning that if we can only become humble, there will be a lifting up for you. There will be a lifting up for me. I'm here to tell you this morning that you might have all the degrees in the world. You might have all the experiences in the universe. You might even have all the resources in your possession, all the resources a man can ever dream of. But there comes a time when all those things won't matter, where none of those things can save you, when all you need is divine help from the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. When the pandemic of COVID hit the world in 2020, it was no respecter of anyone. It was no respecter of your degrees. It was no respecter of anyone's experience of what level or degree of importance you carry in the society. COVID could at that time care less of your height or your shape or your color, whether you are black or white, whether you're Spanish or French, it doesn't matter. Everyone was affected. Praise the name of the Lord. There will be a time where nothing else will matter. Nothing else will make a difference if you don't rely on God. There will be a time where nothing else will mean anything and you will have to depend on God's divine help. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where comes my help? He says, my help comes from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. It is possible for darkness to set into a man's pathway. It is possible for the things to just not pan out the way you expect. But God is telling you this morning that there is a lifting up for you. Over your work, there is a lifting up for you. Over your business, there is a lifting up for you. Over your health, there is a lifting up for you. Over your children's life, there is a lifting up for you. Over everything you want God to do for you this year, over all your heart desires, I've come to tell you this morning that there is a lifting up for you. We are going to go to the Lord in prayers this morning. And you are going to, first of all, above all things, thank God for His mercy and His faithfulness upon your life, upon your family. You are going to say, Father, I am grateful. Say, Father, I am grateful for your power to lift me up even from my current state. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We thank you for your mercy and your faithfulness upon our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, all that you are still going to do. But even most importantly, we thank you for the ones that you are not going to do, because you have our perfect, your perfect will is for our lives. We are grateful, oh God, for lifting up, even lifting us up from our current state, taking us even to a better place. Lord, we give you praise. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are going to appreciate God once again this morning for His hand of divine provisions upon your life. You are not in your perfect place, or you may not be in your perfect place right now where you really desire to be, but I can testify, I'm sure you can testify, that you are not in the same place you were last year, because God has taken you higher, because you have upgraded from your previous state even to a better state. You are going to tell the Lord this morning, say, Father, I am grateful. I am grateful for your mercies upon my life. I am grateful for
for your provisions upon my life. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me mercy. Shall we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, we are grateful. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us mercy. Thank you, Jesus, because every time we call upon your name, you answer us. Thank you for your provisions every turn we make. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we are in the section of asking for mercy for our sins. You are going to ask God Almighty this morning that in any way, by any means, you have allowed sin to open doors for casting down in your life. In any way that you have blocked the grace of God from working in you and through you. Say this morning, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. In any way, I've allowed sin to open doors for the enemies to come in. Lord, come and have mercy upon me. Shall we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are asking that this morning you will pardon us. This morning you will have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. In any way that we have opened the doors for the enemies to come in by the means of our sin. O Lord, have mercy. Pardon us, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says when men are cast down, it means when the enemy tampers with one's pathway. When the enemy disrupts a man's journey. The book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, it says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. You are going to tell the Lord this morning, say, oh Lord, my pathway that has been scattered by the enemy, my pathway that has been disrupted by the enemy, oh Lord, arise and make amends for me. In the name of Jesus, shall we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, I pray that in any way that the enemy has messed up the journey of my life, my pathway that has been scattered, that has been disrupted by the evildoers, oh Lord, arise and make amends for me. That this morning, let there be a lifting up for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a lifting up for me and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Divine upliftment. It's when God raises you above your enemies and mockers. It is when God promotes you to a higher level. It is what happened to Esther from being an orphan to becoming a queen. It is what happened to David, who was walking in the field when he was called to be anointed as the king. It is what happened to Joseph from being in the from slavery to prison and from prison to palace. It is what happened to Mordecai, who was remembered for his good deeds and he got promoted in the place of Haman. You are going to tell the Lord this morning, say, oh Lord, position me above my enemies this month. In the remainder of this year, make me taller and smarter than my enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I am asking. That for me and my household, you will position us in a place that is above our enemies. You will make us taller than our enemies this year. Make us smarter than our enemies this year. Help us to be 5-10 steps ahead of our enemies this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, in any of our pathway that has been cast down, Lord Jesus, let there be lifting up this morning. Let there be lifting up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As mentioned earlier, to be humble requires you to be submissive to God's absolute will. That is your requirement for being lifted up. You are going to tell the Lord this morning, say, oh Lord, help me to be submissive to your will this morning. Help me to be submissive to your will. Help me to please you by any means, by all means necessary. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord, our God, we have come to your throne of mercy this morning. We are asking, oh God, that even in this new week, we are about to start, and in the remainder of this year, help us to be submissive to your will. Help us to not rely on our own wisdom, to not rely on our own understanding. Help us to lean to you, to trust in you, to obey you. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to put all our hopes, all our trust in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to please you all the days of our lives. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to ask the Lord again this morning. You are going to say, Father, let me enjoy divine favor from you this month. Let me enjoy divine favor from you even in the remainder of this year. Let your grace work for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me encounter divine upliftment. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me be higher than my contemporaries. In the name of Jesus, shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are asking of you this morning. We pray, oh God, that you will let us to enjoy divine favor even in the remainder of this month, in the remainder of this year. Help me and my household to enjoy your grace upon us. Let your grace work for us. Help us to experience divine favor in all that we do, in our businesses, concerning our finances, concerning our health, concerning the lives of our children, concerning the ministry you have placed in our hand. Help us to experience your grace, oh God. Help us to encounter divine upliftment in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be bigger, higher, better, even than our contemporaries, of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And lastly, this morning you are going to tell the Lord, say Father. I can hear you say, Father, open the floodgate of heaven in abundance for me and my household. Let your glory shine upon the works of our hands. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord, my God, I pray, oh Lord, open the floodgates of heaven in abundance for me and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus, the floodgates of abundance for my ministry, oh God. Let your glory shine upon the works of our hands, even in the remainder of this month and in the remainder of this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory shine upon the works of our hands. Let your glory shine upon my children. Let your glory shine upon my wife. Let your glory shine upon everything we lay our hands upon, even in this month and in the remainder of this year. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. As we have prayed, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, it is my prayer for you this morning, that your life, your career, your finances will encounter a glorious lifting up this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you divine directions. I say the Lord will give you and I divine directions in this month and in the remainder of this year in the name of Jesus. This month, your heavens will be open. I say your heavens will be open, and God will qualify you and I where we are not qualified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name, praise the name of the Lord. I say praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank you once again for joining us this week. We give God the praise. Join us next week, Monday, by the grace of God, as we study God's word and pray together. God bless you. Amen.
This is My Mandate 2020 podcast with Akeem Kumle, Akeem Musee.